This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
12:37 p.m. on Monday, the 30th of November. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you if you have bought from more familiar brands or new brands in 2020. You can get in touch with us via WhatsApp. 018-789-8899 is the number. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram and participate in our poll. At BFM Radio is our handle. Now, let's take a look at the poll before we go into the messages.
Right. People buying familiar is 42.6%. Whatever's available, practical people, 36.8%. New, 16.9%. And others, 3.7%.
Over on Instagram, 61% still say they buy from familiar brands as opposed to 39% from new brands. And you have some messages.
Yeah. Over on WhatsApp here from 9602, it says, neither, rather will go for practicality and pricing during this pandemic. And 2020 taught me to let go of high-end mentality.
Right. Right. We also have another...
From this fella. He sounds kind of familiar. Jeff Sandu. He says, going back to that Google study about people choosing the familiar, I feel people got a lot more creative during this pandemic. I had no idea what was Dalgona coffee in 2019.
Oh my, yes. That was the first few months of this pandemic, right? Everyone flooding social media with photos of their Dalgona coffee. Yes, they did get a bit creative, but are they getting creative with the brands they're purchasing from? That is the question, right?
Yes. So I haven't bought any from them, so see.
Okay, we'll see. Have you bought from more familiar brands or new brands in 2020? Get in touch with us. You still have about 20 plus minutes to do that. But for now, we're going to move on to this very interesting story about how AI can run your work meetings now. And do we really want this? Now, meetings have become a necessary evil in the modern workplace and, you know, meetings from home, teleconferencing and all that. But as time spent in these corporate conclaves goes up, work seems to suffer. Now, researchers have found that meetings correlate with a decline in workplace happiness, productivity, and even company market share. Now, happiness and productivity, I think you don't need researchers to tell you that. Yeah. We can tell you that, you know, that's what it does. And in a year when so many office interactions have gone digital, the usual tedium of meeting culture is compounded by the "we can't hear you" or "you're on mute" issues that we've had, you know, with teleconferencing.
Right. So recently, a new wave of startups has emerged to optimize meetings with what else? Technology. So Macro, which makes a collaborative interface for Zoom, tagline: "Give your meeting superpowers." Offers interactive backgrounds and slideshare tools for presenters. So it's called Fireflies, an AI transcription tool, integrates with popular video conferencing platforms to create a searchable record of each meeting.
That could be handy.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Sidekick sells a dedicated tablet for video calls. Tagline: make your remote team feel close again.
I don't know about that.
Right. So Clockwise is an AI time management platform which uses an algorithm to optimize the timing of meetings. The software can automatically move meetings into time slots that works for everyone on a team. And optimizes for creating more uninterrupted blocks of time when workers can get into deep work without distraction. So, you know, it's just like, let me check my schedule. Someone says, okay, I've got all your access. You are available now.
I think Clockwise would be really good for you.
And Fireflies, right?
Yeah, because I think especially for you, you kind of have like a really chock-a-block calendar, right? But do you really have time for deep work and, you know, putting time aside for yourself to get stuff done? Do you do that?
I do.
You consciously do that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you don't need Clockwise, lah.
Yeah.
Okay, but the one that I found really interesting is this product called Headroom, and it's an AI-based software that taps out a real-time transcription in a window next to your face. So you're on a virtual meeting, and it basically keeps a running tally of how many words each person says, and can actually synthesize what you say or concepts from your meeting and transcribe it into like key topics, dates, ideas. Also, action items. And finally, it spits out a record of that meeting that can be searched at a later time.
So it takes the meeting minutes.
Yeah, basically but it can also measure how much each participant was paying attention. And this is the scary part, no? So over these last I don't know, 9-10 months or so.
I don't want this.
Yes, you already don't want it. Many people have learned firsthand that virtual meetings is quite challenging. Like, yes. It's difficult to interpret your body language from other people on screen. Sometimes they don't even have their video on, so you really can't tell. And to figure out if anyone is actually listening to you while you're presenting, right? Now, what Headroom does is it aims to tackle the social distance of virtual meetings in a few ways. First, it uses computer vision to translate approving gestures into digital icons, amplifying a thumbs up or a head nod with little emojis that the speaker can see. So you don't have your video on, but what this does is it's the AI will read if you're nodding, if you're paying attention, and put some digital emojis so that the speaker can actually get some feedback. Those emojis also get added to the official transcript, which is automatically generated by the software to spare someone the task of taking these notes. More uniquely, Headroom software uses emotion recognition to take the temperature of the room periodically and to gauge how much attention participants are paying to whoever's speaking. So those metrics are also displayed in a window on screen, and it's designed mostly to give the speaker real-time feedback that can sometimes disappear in a virtual context. Right.
So you'd be able to tell if 5 minutes ago everyone was super into what you're saying and now they're not, then you know it's time to shut up or cut things short because you see Frida, 0%.
Is she even in the room? Now, emotion recognition is still a nascent field of AI. The goal is basically to try and map the facial expressions as captured by facial landmarks. You know, like if your eyebrows move, the shape of your mouth, you know, the opening of your pupils.
Wow.
And each of these movements is represented as data, which in theory can be translated into an emotion, whether you're sad or you're bored or you're confused or if you're happy with what the speaker is saying. And in practice, the process of mapping your face is really is rarely straightforward because we've heard how emotion or face recognition software has a history of mislabeling people, especially people of color. Right. And also, like, effective computing also fails to take cultural cues into context, like whether someone is averting their eyes out of respect or if it's out of shame or if it's out of shyness. So it's still very early on in this in this technology.
Right down to my pupils.
Yes. You
know, it just reminds me of that TV show years ago called Lie to Me, where every micro facial expression is caught. You know,
how long ago was this?
Maybe 10 years, but it was a pretty good show. Anyway, so Headroom is not the first to bring such software into the office. There was also a recruiting technology firm called HireVue, which recently introduced an emotion recognition software that suggests a job candidate's employability based on factors like facial movements and speaking voice. So, you know, I can understand how gathering data on people's behavior during meetings can reveal what is and isn't working within a setup, which could be useful for employers, employees alike. But when people know their behavior is being monitored, it can change how they act in unintended ways. Because you have to, if you don't tell them, that's also disrespectful. If you tell them, then...
Yeah, they're going to try and game it, right? So the creators of Headroom say that, you know, if the monitoring is used to understand patterns as they exist, and that's great. But if it's used to incentivize certain types of behavior, like force you to pay attention, then it can end up triggering dysfunctional behavior. And even the writer of this article said that when the creators demonstrated their software to her, she found herself raising her eyebrows, widening her eyes, and grinning kind of like a maniac to change the levels of the perceived emotion. So when you know you're being monitored, you're going to be on your best behavior, right? Or you're going to try and find a way to get away with it. But I mean, like, is this what our work from home meetings have come to? Our teleconferencing meetings, our meetings on Zoom have come to where... Right. You know, I don't know. I've been to a couple of product launches where I've just turned off my video and proceeded to listen to the meeting and maybe work on my emails or work on something else, multitask at the same time. But I guess with something like this, I'm not going to be able to get away with things like that.
I don't want to. It scares me.
It does. But this could be the future if we end up having more of these... virtual meetings and being forced to work from home. And, you know, you want to be able to have meetings and have people pay attention to you when you're not doing it face to face. So, you know, we might be turning to AI software platforms like this in the future.
Okay.
Game face on. We're asking you on the show today, have you bought from more familiar brands or new brands in 2020? Get in touch with us. You can reach us on Twitter at BFM Radio, also on Instagram, or you can text us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. When we come back, we have a heartwarming story about entrepreneurship out of necessity. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.